This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
NBA Finals resume tonight with the Indiana Pacers playing host to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Game 4 in Indianapolis. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Pacers hold a 2-1 series advantage following a Game 3 victory on Wednesday. Freddie Peralta pitching Game 2 for the Brewers tonight in their series with the St. Louis Cardinals at AmFam Field. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski tossed 5 innings of no-hit ball in his debut last night as the Brewers blanked the Cardinals 6-0 in the series opener. Mizorowski asked if this is what he thought his major league debut would look like.
I've been playing this day out in my head forever. I don't think it's just Triple A. I think it's since I was a kid. So, I mean, I don't think it was anywhere near what I thought. I thought I was going to give up a few hits, you know, get your welcome to the show. So kind of experience, but, you know, just kind of rolled with it. And now we're here.
Former Brewers pitcher Wade Miley facing accusations of providing drugs to Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who died of an accidental overdose in 2019. Skaggs' former agent said Skaggs was using pain pills that included oxycodone, which were allegedly provided by Miley. The deposition came as part of a wrongful death lawsuit filed against the Angels. Packers now off until the start of training camp in late July. They wrapped up their final mini camp workout on Thursday afternoon. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said his team paid tribute to outgoing president and CEO Mark Murphy yesterday.
Guys signed a helmet for him, and certainly, obviously, and I think I can speak for everybody within our football space, just how appreciative we are of Mark and the kind of leader that he is. And I think as great of a leader as he is, he's an even better man.
The WIAA State Girls Softball Tournament continues in Madison. Semifinal action on tap today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.